Hello, and welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today I'm covering trends in web content management and digital experience with Jeff Bock, who's an industry analyst and also a principal at Bock & Company. My final question, which is something we've been talking a little bit about offline as well, and it's a massive subject, so I won't expect you to tackle it in full. But, you know, companies they've sort of been struggling to measure their success on the web. And are they going to get smarter about tracking their content strategies and going beyond sort of basic metrics to really understand a bit more about how users are consuming their sites and their content?
Boy, this is a really, I'd say this is the black hole of web experience management or digital experience management. It's absolutely striking as I think about what's happened this year and the conversations I've had this year, how many conversations I've had about web experience management and how few conversations I've had about actually measuring the success of those experiences. One thing I think is that publishers don't necessarily, if you're in the web publishing business, you're probably coming over from a print background and you're interested in sort of some basic statistics like how many subscribers do you have? How often do they pick up the newspaper in the morning? What's the quality of the service of the delivery of the newspaper? But people really have not spent a lot of time thinking about what's the most popular news articles and which do we need more of. So that's number one. Secondly, is that a lot of the discussions of metrics for web experience management has also been related to other parts of the digital ecosystem where, for example, marketing campaign management. And so there are a set of metrics that are associated with the success of a marketing campaign where you depend on the content that you're delivering from your website, but you don't necessarily measure the website per se. Rather, you're focusing on the success of the content for the number of leads that you're engaging or the actual success of the campaign. So a lot of the questions of measurement have gone towards the actual business objectives and business metrics, not necessarily the web experience management aspect. So that, I think, leads me to where we are right now. People who are responsible for the managing their web content or managing their digital content need to sit down with their business users and figure out the actionable metrics that they should be tracking and probably get involved and tie these metrics to the key performance indicators or KPIs for the individual business units or for the individual activities. There's a lot more that goes on in an organization than just launching a marketing campaign or launching a sales campaign. So I think you need to look very hard at what the actual metrics are, and then you need to go back and figure out what exactly you can, what you can measure, what is measurable right now, and where can investments in different kinds of technologies help you to improve the quality of the metrics that you have. And as part of that, I think also I've seen it, several people in the WCM, WEM space who are now talking about personalization, and they're also talking about creating the data and being able to track the data on what your customers are doing. In order to better personalize it, well, that also is going to lead to a number of different kinds of metrics that are going to be available. And so it'll be much better ways to organize and store this information and then actually serve it up. And the final point to mention there is that then as somebody looking for the metrics or looking for the success of the metrics, you're going to need ways to actually organize and display the information. And there's been a lot of work done in decision support systems over the years around management dashboards. And I think what we're going to hear, what we're going to see next year, is not so much performance management dashboards, but let's call them digital experience dashboards, where there'll be a way that people can understand and measure the quality of different aspects of a digital experience that are tied to the actionable metrics. So it's going to be a very exciting part of, I think, the evolution of what's going to happen.
Yes. And just as a final thought, do you foresee that in order to meaningfully look at this data, the companies are also going to have to think about their other data silos, so their CRM data, their ERP data, their inventory data, their billing? Does that play a role here?
I think it does, but I think it's going to be very much tied to the what is measurable and what are the actionable metrics that you need to know about your the quality of your customer experience. There, whenever you get into some of these data discussions, there's a tendency to boil the ocean, to try and create, very large-scale, very broad-scale reports based on all the data you have readily at hand. And that's obviously not the way to go. I think instead what you need to do is to figure out what are the business drivers that you need to instrument and to come up with the model of, you need to model the customer experience, and you need some ways to, you need some indicators that will be able to tell you how well the customer experience that you're actually seeing, in fact, aligns with what you want to, what you want to see. Many WEM systems will immediately talk about how they have A/B testing built in to their platform, and A/B testing is the ability to, let's say, easily test two or three particular web page designs to see which ones lead to better click through rates, depending on where you position a button or what words you have or on the screen or so forth. And this is a very interesting and a very important application of metrics to the details of a particular design decision. And it's a great way to kind of raise the bar instead of relying on, a committee discussion of whether we should say press this button or click this button or whatever. We can actually test the alternatives, and the data will tell us. But that's only at a very minute design decision level. And we want to be able to have easy ways to test different approaches to a campaign and actually then measure the results of a campaign. And this is going to take a lot more thinking about, a lot more modeling of what the various alternatives are, and the ability to easily collect that information to deliver a result.
So we have covered quite a bit of territory in this conversation, and many, many thanks to you, Jeff, for joining us and sharing your thoughts on trends in 2014 and some expectations for next year.
Well, thank you, Lauren. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you, and I hope this will be the first of many conversations we get to have on these topics. So for more on content management, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.